hardest adaptation I needed to make when coming into space is getting used to being weightless. Over. The hardest thing when you come back to Earth is getting used to gravity and having weight. Next question. Over. We make oxygen on ISS from water. It's called electrolysis, where you break water, which is hydrogen and oxygen, into its two elements, and you use the oxygen to breathe. Over. There is some difficulty when you come back to Earth with recovering bone density, although we have exercises now that maintain our bone density so that we do not lose the bone that prior missions used to. Over. Our spacesuits are insulated by the best material around, which is the vacuum of space. And what we actually have to do is worry about overheating in the spacesuit. And we have a cooling system that uses sublimation of ice to remove the heat from the spacesuit. Over. The most exciting aspect of my job is all the training we do on the ground. We spend years training, and you have to like the training, and every once in a while, you get to fly into space. Over. We train for about 2 years to prepare for a 6-month mission. Over. My favorite pastime on space station is looking out the window at Earth. Over. The thing I miss the most from Earth when I'm in space is my family. Over. When you sleep in space, you sleep very well and you feel good. You just float in your sleeping bag inside of your little sleep station, and you don't need to worry about laying on a mattress. Over. If you had an emergency situation in microgravity, depending on the situation, we would go to our Soyuz spacecraft for an emergency exit to Earth if needed. If we could take care of the emergency on space station, like a fire, we would shut down the appropriate equipment and use a fire extinguisher. Over. To become an astronaut, you have to go to college, and I spent 4 years in college getting my bachelor's degree. And then I spent another 5 years in college getting my PhD. And after that, I went to work in a laboratory doing scientific research for about 10 years. And then I became an astronaut. So it takes a while to get the skills and the experience before you can become an astronaut. Over. For the emergency situation where we run low on oxygen, we have several emergency pressure tanks of oxygen, and we could open up a valve and bleed more oxygen into space station. If we are losing our atmosphere overboard through a leak, we have a number of different materials that we could plug the hole with. And if none of that works, then we escape in our Soyuz vehicle. Over. It's a little more difficult to eat in a weightless environment because your food will just float around. So it takes a little practice to figure out how to contain all your food so it just doesn't float around. And once you learn that, then it's just as easy to eat in a weightless environment as it is down on Earth. Over.